I'm here this 12 noon mass. It is my week to preach, and we are well staffed up here in the sanctuary. I thank the priests for indulging. This will be their third time to hear this. It is summertime, and in summertime, there are many thunderstorms that develop in the desert. One day there was such a storm and it dropped so much rain that it washed out the bridge. The mechanic from the service station flagged down the fast approaching car, which was driven by the mayor of the town. When he saw the mechanic and recognizing him, he accelerated and drove around the bend and drove his car right into the wash. Another car came along, but the driver was preoccupied with the conversation in the car and the music, and he never saw the warning. Here is an example of pride and an example of indifference. And many times in life, pride and indifference can have dire consequences. And in our own lives, these may be leading us away from God. Pride is not a new phenomenon. In the time of Jesus, the proud religious leaders, those learned men, those who should have recognized the Messiah and heeded the prophecy of Zechariah, they took issue with God's plan of salvation. They piled heavy burdens on the people, and the Son of God did not fulfill their view of the Messiah. Jesus did not come amid lightning and thunder and awesome power. Instead, he was meek and humble of heart. He offered mercy and forgiveness. He cured the sick. He spoke clearly and gently. He emphasized the love of God and love of one another, even love of our enemies. And because of his respect for the free will, he gave human beings. He even suffered torture and death at their hands. God never overpowers the proud in the moment. And today, pride drives many things. Among them, the secular, sensual, almost religion of the world that is preached in every way imaginable. Constantly, it hammers us to search for happiness and peace in all the wrong places. Its sacraments are wealth, fame, immorality, and selfishness, looking down on others to get ahead, gossip, bigotry, disrespect for human life and authority, and denying the very existence of God are its commandments. Replacing the peace of Christ are alcohol, drugs, and excesses that lead to broken hearts, to broken homes, and broken lives. Perhaps less obvious than outright rejection of God is the ever-present danger of indifference to him. A painter one time, an artist, depicted a picture of Christ standing on a busy bridge, with his arms outstretched, and throngs of people were passing him. No one harmed him. He was not scourged or crucified. He was simply ignored. A graphic image of indifference to God, the giver of life and our free will. Symptoms of indifference are many. A few, like failing to pray each day, rarely thinking about Jesus and inviting him into our daily lives, taking the sacraments for granted, receiving communion without any moment of reflection and appreciation of God's presence within us. We know from experience that life quite often can seem like an uphill battle, especially struggling to resist the attractions of the world and the lies of the evil one. Too often our daily demands and challenges do indeed become heavy burdens that can squeeze Almighty God out of our lives. And yet, thankfully, there is a solution. There is an answer, and it is Jesus Christ. He is with us at this moment in word. He will be with us on the altar of sacrifice. And today he is inviting each and every one of us to come to me. All ye who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Come to me. Joining him is an everyday thing. It's an everyday experience that counteracts pride and indifference. When we become childlike in our sincerity and openness, we can always come to Jesus in repentance and trust, and in humility and in love. His yoke is a perfect fit for us. Whether we are young and in school, in the prime of life, or in retirement years, his love and peace purify our struggles of morality, our moments of prayer, our times of pain and suffering. And the cross we bear with him helps us when our loved ones suffer in any way, when we lose a beloved spouse to death, in years of declining health. His cross sustains us in tragedies and in joys, in uncertainties and in successes. Knowing Jesus, just as he says, knowing Jesus is knowing the Father and his boundless love for us. When we come to him and when we remain with Jesus every day, we will indeed find rest, just as he promises.